Nathan Zagura here with your FanDuel Fantasy Minute for Week 11. Remember, you can play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel. At quarterback this week, we're going to go with Derek Carr, who's thrown for 300 or more yards in three straight starts after starting the year with no 300-yard games in his first five outings. Well, he faces the Patriots this week, and it'll likely be a shootout, so Carr's going to have to air it out, which is good news for him because seven of the nine quarterbacks that faced the Patriots this year have finished in the top 12. At running back, dial up Melvin Gordon against the Buffalo Bills. No team has allowed more rushing yards over the last 2 weeks than the Bills, who have allowed not one, not two, not three, but four runners to go for more than 70 yards against them in those two games alone. Over the last 2 weeks, backs have run for 475 yards and six touchdowns while averaging 6 yards per carry against the Bills. At wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin's a nice bargain this week. He's averaging nearly 14 FanDuel points per game in his last two outings and has been a top 15 FanDuel receiver in each of those starts. The Packers have allowed multiple receivers to top 10 or more FanDuel points in four of their last five games, and Green Bay is allowing the fifth most points to the position this year. If you need a Brown, I'd say dial up the Crow. Caw-caw! He's getting hot. He had his best day of the year in Week 10 as he rushed for a season-high 90 yards on 16 carries and scored for the second straight week. He has back-to-back FanDuel games of more than 16 points headed into the showdown against the Jags, and a runner has at least 12 FanDuel points against them in three of their last four. That's the FanDuel Fantasy Minute for Week 11. Play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel.